What's up, y'all? This is the Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today, I got a strength and stability episode, building a strong foundation. Essential exercises for strength and stability. Today, we're going to be doing a very, very interesting. It's a crash course, nonstop informational banger for you guys today. Are you ready, my friends? Grab y'all some popcorn, grab y'all some water, grab y'all some, you know what I'm saying, Cheetos, some fajitas, whatever you eat. Grab a snack. Let's get into it. So, more smart coaches and athletes than ever before are using movement patterns rather than just muscle groups or certain lifts to structure their training. You'll find breakdowns of the movement patterns out there, but here's the list I use and the list I advocate for. And there's some things I do, you know, in my fitness journey. This is what I've been doing, and this has been giving me gains. Y'all need to go on Twitter. I am Elijah Smith 33, and see the gains. Every single exercise on here I've done, you know, from experience. It's not, you know what I'm saying, just made up. This is research backed and very much been put to practical use, if you will. Without further ado, let's get into the first one. The first one is a squat. I'm going to give y'all the definition of squat. A squat is a verb. Crouch or sit with one's knee bent and one's heels close to or touching one's buttocks or the back of one's thighs. Now we're going to talk about how to squat. You know what I'm saying? For those out there that, you know what I'm saying, can't really find a groove and that effective, you know what I'm saying, squat position. But this is how you do it. A squat is a strength exercise in which the trainee lowers their hips from a standing position and then stands back up. During the descent, the hip and knee joints flex while the ankle joint dorsiflexes. Conversely, the hip and knee joints extend and the ankle joint plantar flexes when standing up. Squats also help the hip muscles. So you're just standing up, squatting back, but using good form, you know, good posture. But here's a quick history lesson on squats. The squat is one of the three lifts in the strength I told you this is a crash course, nonstop. So, you know what I'm saying? We on the road here. The squat is one of three lifts in the strength sport of powerlifting, together with the deadlift and the bench press. It is also considered a staple exercise in many popular recreational exercise programs. I suggest using the exercise if you want strength and power combined. Let's move along. Next, we have the hinge. A hinge exercise is a type of exercise that involves bending forward at the hips with minimal knee movement and a neutral spine. Here's a fun fact. The exercise engages the posterior chain, glutes, hamstring, hip abductors, and lower back. The benefits of the hinge is improvements to your strength and your mobility, and hip flexion gives you greater range of motion as well. Let's keep the fire going and move on to another great exercise, and that's a lunge. My personal favorite, something I do, is very versatile. You know, you can do anywhere. It's a compact move. You know what I'm saying? You can do it literally anywhere. You know, wherever you go, you can just bust out a lunge. So it's a very effective workout. I try to do it, you know, in my routine. You know, probably like every time I do it, or maybe every other workout session. But a lunge is a very versatile exercise. Lunges are exercises that can strengthen your legs, glutes, and core muscles, as well as improve your balance and posture. I know you clumsy folks that trip over your own feet need to pay a very close attention. This exercise is very effective and will help you build that strength for your foundation. Remember, Remember what we're doing, guys. We are building a strong foundation. Essential exercises for strength and stability. That's what we're doing, folks. That's what we're doing, folks. And we got, next up, we got the push. I like to refer to it as push-ups. Push-ups are another effective workout, but powerful exercise. It works your arms, core, hips, and legs. That's a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, just for one single move, a push-up. That's a lot. You really don't feel it, but it's probably like actually working all of those muscles. All in all, doing push-ups will help you gain upper body strength, but keep in mind, you'll need to mix up these types of push-ups that you're doing after a while to continue to push yourself to that next level. Because like I said, plateaus. The plateaus, you got to keep going, Up in the reps, you know, up in the challenge. Next up, pull. I like to call it pull-ups. So we're going to do a quick history lesson. The pull-up is one of the most effective back exercises one could ever wish to perform. Where did it originate? Well, you probably won't be shocked to learn that the ancient Romans are believed to have performed a very primitive version of this exercise. Roman soldiers were firm believers in calisthenics body weight exercises to help prepare them for battle, and pull-ups were believed to be a part of their routine. Roman soldiers did pull-ups. That's crazy. Excuse me. In ancient Egypt, variants of this exercise were performed in the form of inverted rows. Pull-ups are great for your grip. Also, it will help assist with other workouts. It'll help with all workouts. If you work your back, you won't have any problems doing any other form of exercise. Because the back is like the foundation. The back is what builds stability, like the core as well. The core and the back is what helps keep stability. Last but not least, we have the most important point to building strength and that stability that y'all want. And it's called the farmer's walk. In order to complete the farmer's walk, you have to grab a pair of kettlebells or dumbbells. But make sure the weight is moderately heavy or slightly heavier than your normal set weight. And walk around, but making sure you're not swinging the weight that'll cause some injury. Don't swing the weight around when you walk. Just walk straight and have the weight. You know what I'm saying? But make sure it's heavier. But that's all I have for you today. I hope you enjoyed. Be sure to interact with today's episode by voting. What you thought of the podcast tonight. And also, I appreciate the new listeners and the old ones as well. This was the Building a Foundation and Stability episode. Enjoy. This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. My Black Boy Elijah Smith. Peace.